KX93.5 or Laguna's only FM. I am joined on the phone by Julie Edwards. She is from the band Deep Valley. And congratulations on your recent success playing Coachella for 2 weekends now. It must feel pretty cool.
Yeah, it's super cool. It's kind of like a dream come true to play Coachella.
I read somewhere that you actually went to Coachella in like 2004 when you were just 17 or so. And so having been there then and doing the camping and experiencing all of that, what's it like now to be playing it? Did you even think back then you'd even have a remote chance, you know?
Well, that was actually Lindsay who went.
Oh, that was Lindsay. Oh, okay.
But yeah, I mean, I think like, you know, it's always been a dream. Both of us have wanted to be performers and musicians for so long. We've been working at it for so long. So it's, you know, it's great to finally be doing it and like get to be backstage and get to be the talent and get to be on the stage. That's really, really awesome.
Cool. I know you guys are, doing very well in the United Kingdom. And then now the first U.S. release, Get Deep, released on April 4th. How did that go about? Why the U.K. first?
Well, you know, it's like reverse British invasion theory.
Okay.
So why not? It's just it kind of started to happen over there. So we went over there, and it's so much fun to tour there. We have such great fans, and you know, a lot of bands have kind of done it that way. You know, like the Strokes did it that way.
Okay.
So, I don't know. It's like a small country that loves rock and roll. So it's a great place to cut your teeth.
Right.
Before you come over to big, giant America.
I've been surprised. I guess not surprised, but I mean, it's cool how many British bands are playing Coachella this year. There's a lot of them. And they all seem to hang out and be tight. Are you friendly with some of the British bands, maybe like Alt-J or the Wombats or Skinny Lister or any of the British bands that are playing?
I wish. I don't, off the top of my head, I mean, I can't think of any, but we have so many awesome friends who are playing this year who are British.
Okay.
Like Father John Misty and Honey Al-Khatib and, oh, actually Savages. We know those girls. They are awesome.
Cool.
Totally killer band, Savages. And Dive, who are from New York, friends of ours who are playing. And then another band that I wish I was friends with that I saw last weekend and I'm definitely going to watch again this weekend are not British. They're Australian and they're Tame Impala.
Yeah,
they were
so good.
So good. So good.
So you did get a lot of time to enjoy the festival then outside of your Sunday set?
Yeah, we had a little bit of time. Yeah.
Okay. How's the backstage area? Like, I've heard some pretty wacky stories of, like, Danny DeVito riding around on a unicycle or something ridiculous. Did anything happen?
That's amazing. well, actually, we were, like, running all around the festival, and we didn't actually spend a whole lot of time in the backstage. But the backstage is always fun. It's like a little neighborhood of trailers grouped together, and you always wonder, like, which bands are going to be in your neighborhood.
Right. I've heard it's the one festival in this setting that really just kind of puts everybody together, probably because they don't have much of a choice otherwise. But instead of putting everybody like in their own area, you really are grouped together. It must be kind of a cool community type thing.
It is. It's so awesome. I mean, it's really fun to be backstage at Coachella. I recommend it to everyone. If you can get back there, you should.
Cool. I read this and I really want to bring it up. One of your first live shows in L.A. was at the Silver Lake Lounge, and Marilyn Manson heckled you. Is this a true story?
It's partially true. Our second show was at a place called the Hotel Cafe, and yes, he was right in the front heckling us the whole time.
What? Did he know who you were, or like?
He did, actually. A friend of Lindsay's was working with him at the time, so he had the heads up that we existed. He didn't just randomly appear there. But I think it was like a really great trial by fire, you know?
Yeah.
Just have someone kind of intimidating like that right in the front, you know, yelling at you the whole time. If you can get through that, you can get through anything.
It's hard enough to deal with a heckler, but when Marilyn Manson is the heckler, it's a whole nother situation. Did you notice anybody watching you on Sunday that you were like, cool, they're watching me? Or was it too early in the day maybe?
Yeah. So some guys from Rage Against the Machine actually showed up early to watch us play, and then we met them afterwards. Yeah, and that was just ridiculous because we are huge fans of that band.
That's awesome.
So that's really incredible, yeah.
Did you learn anything this past weekend that you're definitely going to do or not do for this weekend's Coachella?
I would say, really, I want to spend more time in our trailer. When in your life do you get a trailer, you know?
Yeah, I suppose so. That's pretty cool.
More quality time in the trailer. That's the new rule.
So what's next for Deep Valley then? Again, we're on the phone with Julie Edwards from the band Deep Valley playing Coachella this weekend on Sunday. You've kind of cracked the U.S. now after making the U.K. success happen. You're doing the festival scene this summer, but, you know, what do you expect to come of it? What are your goals?
Just get all over the world, get in front of as many people as possible, melt their faces and blow their minds. And, that's it. That's what we're going
to
be doing.
I look forward to you melting faces left and right.
So do I.
Speaking of which, do you want to describe your music to those who have not heard you? We'll play a song in a little bit, but how would you introduce it to a newfound fan?
It's heavy, it's a little confrontational, but it's got lots of flavor, and it definitely harkens back to the golden age of rock and roll. But we decided that the title of the genre of music that we play might be blues punk.
Okay.
It's like blues-based, but it's kind of got a punky edge.
Is there anybody else that you look up to that you think does blues punk, or is that your own thing?
I'd say, you know, the White Stripes.
Yeah.
Did some pretty solid blues punk.
Are you Meg or
and,
Jack? I guess you'd be Meg.
Well, technically I'd be Meg, yeah.
Technically. all right, well, very cool. We're so excited to see you this weekend. For anybody who did not see Deep Valley last weekend at Coachella, do you know what time exactly your set is on Sunday?
Yes, we are first band on Sunday, bright and early, 12 o'clock noon, be there.
The Mojave stage, right? Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thanks so much for taking the time to join us. We are a cool little beachside radio station in Laguna Beach called KX93.5. So next time you're down here in Orange County, we'd love for you to stop by our little indie alt radio station.
We'd love to stop by.
But in the meantime, have great success in the U.S. We're happy to see you guys doing so well and have a great show this weekend at Coachella.
Thanks a lot. I will do.
Thank you so much, Julie.